You recording?
We're recording now.
Do you know how to Dougie?
Rick Saha knows how to Dougie.
I think Steve knows how to Doug. Steve knows how to whip a nae-nae.
Jane wanted to learn how to whip a nae-nae.
Yeah.
Maybe he can teach her.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Raw Barbell Club podcast. Today, we're going to talk about squatting every day.
It's bad for your knees.
It's not that bad for your knees. Cue the music.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, what did you think about the first episode of Game of Thrones today?
It's crap.
Really?
Well, like, you look forward to it. It was like a year and a half since the last season, right?
Do you even remember what happened last season?
Yeah, everyone died.
Yeah.
A big explosion.
Well, let's not give spoilers to people because they, you know, they don't want... Jon Snow's dead. Again.
Yeah.
And so is Daenerys. Everyone is dead.
Winter has come.
Winter came. You know what? That segues perfectly into what we're going to talk about today. Because we've been training
in early
mornings and it has been winter and it's very cold.
Hi, I'm Kush.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's introduce ourselves. Hey, guys. as always, it's me, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Welcome to the podcast. And I'm here with Kush.
Hi, Kush.
Anatomy of Training, Physiotherapy. Find her, follow her, like her, all of that jazz.
Just come say hi.
And, of course, if you guys like the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And if you're feeling, you know.
Even if you don't like Raw Barbell, maybe just still give them a 5-star rating.
Or just leave a comment, you know.
A nice comment.
A nice comment. Any comment will do, really, at this stage.
No, you just want them to, like, DM you abusive things.
Yeah, DM me the abusive things, but the cool things, just, you know, put it on the line for everyone to see. All right, so let's start off. Today we're going to talk about hashtag squat every day. It's a program that we've been sort of following for the last 4 weeks. We're in our 5th week now.
I hear it's bad for your body.
You know, there's so much debate on the internet whether this is good, whether this is bad.
I hear squatting past parallel is bad for your knees. So, you know, that must be true.
A lot of well-known people on the interwebs say dumb things like that all the time.
Like Anonymous389?
Who's Anonymous? Like Dream Elegance 389. They keep offering me sponsorship deals. I can't deal with that.
No paparazzi, please.
Yeah, please no paparazzi. Anyway, so normally a program in weightlifting follows a phasic structure. It's usually linear where we start.
What does phasic mean?
You know, there are... Ooh, I just got an email.
Cool.
Anyway, like 10 emails.
Ooh.
That's... Facebook Business keeps messaging me. Fuck you, Facebook Business.
It's kid friendly.
It's not kid friendly.
Okay.
Anyway, so normally... weightlifting program follows what we call a phasic structure, which means that the program is split into phases. You know, there might be a hypertrophy block, there will be a strength block, there'll be a power block. Finally, we'll get into competition mode and we'll taper and peak perfectly.
Until you bomb out.
Competition. Or in some people's cases, until you bomb out. And that's what we call linear periodization.
Minus the bombing out.
Now, there's bunches of other ways of doing this. Kush, what's another example?
Conjugate system.
The conjugate system, popularized by Westside Barbell.
And we are from the west-ish of Sydney.
Yeah, west side of Sydney. Does that mean we should do conjugate? Westside
Windsor Barbell.
Yeah, we could call ourselves that. So we've got that as well. There's also things
which
like...
Which is bringing variety.
Yeah,
for
well,
anyone
that's, you
that
know,
doesn't know.
Has that max effort, you know, there's the repetition method, speed method. We should probably actually do an episode on West Side training because I really like it and I think it has huge benefits for weightlifting.
But I see.
What's another one?
Squat every day?
No, that's the one we're doing now.
5-3-1?
Oh, yeah, that's another sort of linear periodization style. Wendler, really basic, but shows...
I hear it has good results. Have we really done 5-3-1 before?
We've done small things, like maybe when we did like extra squatting or extra deadlifting or even extra benching. Sometimes we do something like 5-3-1, but I usually mess up the mix up the percentages anyway because we tend to work in slightly different percentages to powerlifters.
Yeah. Which it's popular with.
Yeah, that's what it was made for. It's made for general strength.
Daily undulation.
Yeah, so you've got dup training, which is, you know, varying rather than having that long-term spread for linear periodization, which could take up to 12 weeks to get through a whole program.
Does it ever take longer? Have you ever programmed longer cycles?
You can program longer cycles. So weightlifting sometimes goes up to like 16 weeks.
What about other sports?
Yeah, it just depends on their calendar. So the reason that we do 12 weeks is that it's really good because you can actually just do 3 months at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do 3 months, do a competition.
Unless it's February.
3 months, do a competition. Are you an idiot?
No, it's 28 days.
That's true. But
I'm pretty sure that's 4 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Unless it's not February then.
Gosh. 3 months and then competition. So that's why 12 weeks works well. 16 weeks also works, but, you know, it messes things up because then you end up with, like, extra weeks here and there.
Yeah.
So anyway, why do we do squat every day? So what happened was the Bulgarians, good old...
Who invented the split squat, I hear.
You know what? Funny you say that. They probably
didn't.
They didn't do that. I heard, like, who was it? I think... They talked about it on the Jug Life podcast, but these guys came over from Bulgaria and they told the Americans that they were doing split squats every day and that's how they got so strong.
And the Americans like, oh my God.
Yeah. Then they started doing split squats.
But it was actually the steroids?
It was actually probably the steroids.
I hear steroid every day makes you really strong.
That's what I want to be on. That's
probably the program everyone should actually be on.
Number one by Ilya Illich.
Steroid user.
Steroid user. Also, what I'd like to thank. What are you talking about? I would like to thank our sponsors today, Sticky Mesh. If you go onto our website and type in the code Raw Barbell Club Podcast, you will get nothing off, but you will get some Sticky Mesh.
That's awful.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You can get an extra sticker, I guess, right?
I'll put an extra sticker on your
like give them so they can take it off and put it on
their phone case because Raw Barbell Club stickers look excellent on your phone case.
Yeah.
All right. So the Bulgarian system. How did it begin? Well, what they did was they took the Russian system, which is linear periodization, which also had a lot of auxiliary lifts, which were, you know, things like the hang snatch, the, you know, power clean, all of those things. And they, you know, squished it down into like 13 different exercises and were like, do those. We'll just max out every day because the competition is maxing out. And really all of these things are just skills. And we're just going to practice a skill every day at a maximum intensity. And that's how we'll get better.
That's what the Russians did?
That's what the Bulgarians did.
What did the Russians do?
The Russians did linear periodization.
Oh. I thought we were talking about linear periodization.
No. I'm talking about the history of squat every day.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So now...
So you're saying for squat every day, you squat every day plus add in a max effort of something random. A hang snatch?
No. What I'm saying is... The Bulgarian system was max out every day. So you would come in the morning, your AM session would be a max snatch, a max clean.
Yeah. This is Bulgarian.
You might do a max squat after that. Then you'd come back in the afternoon.
Do the same thing.
You do maybe max power snatch, max power clean.
Oh, so you just do one max thing, max squat. But... Every day you do lots of... So not necessarily squat.
No, not necessarily squat. Now, in America, John Bros, who is a weightlifting coach, he started to follow these sort of Bulgarian principles, and he actually got trained or trained with
on some steroid-taking?
No, just on the Bulgarian system. And one cool thing that he said,
mm-hmm.
a cool quote from him was that, you know, something like to the effect of, you know, if you only had 8 weeks to put 50 kilos on your squat or your family would be brutally murdered, what would you do?
8 kilos?
No, 50 kilos. What would you do?
Take my family and hide?
No, they already have your family.
That's
all,
like,
all they've left you with is squat racks, a bar, and
plates. I guess squat every day.
You would squat every day, 100%. Good job.
So if I wanted to snatch 100 kilos
yes.
in 8 weeks,
yes.
I should snatch every day.
You could try.
Why have you never let us do that?
You do snatch pretty often.
Max out every day.
It's worth a try. The problem with the snatch is that it's a very technical lift, and the load that you put your body under.
Some would say the squat is a fairly technical lift. It is,
and we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah.
But with the snatch,
I would say the squat is a pretty technical lift.
Yeah, I agree. But are you going to hurt yourself snatching every day to maximum? Maybe, maybe not. And we do snatch pretty heavily every time we do it.
Yeah, which is like once a week, right?
We snatch twice a week at the moment. But normally we snatch more than that. And you know how beat up your body gets if you snatch all the time.
I know how beat up I feel when I squat every day.
You feel pretty good now, right?
No, my quads hurt so much.
But is that bitchitis?
No.
What is it then? Tendonitis?
No. It's quaditis.
Quaditis? Quadropathy?
No.
Well, you know what? How you feel is a lie. It's about adaptation. Yeah, you might feel like crap now, but that doesn't mean that you're not making progress.
That's deep.
It is very deep. Because what were you squatting when you started squat every day?
102.5.
What were you actually squatting?
Like 90?
Yeah.
And no, what maybe 92, 90.
Yeah? Comfortably?
No.
And what did you squat on Saturday?
I squatted 101.
Yeah. So, you know, you're making progress very quickly. That's only 4 weeks of squatting every day.
True. And I'd lost a lot of squat strength in the last year.
So just a bit of history for you guys. Kush has not been squatting very much because we don't need to squat much in competition mode when we're just trying to actually get her total up. But now that all the competitions are over,
we should actually get strong.
Try to get strong and swole. Move up a couple of weight classes.
Two or three.
Maybe four in Kush's case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Hopefully. So after John Bros comes Corey Gregory, Travis Mash, all of them, who really popularize squat every day. And that's where we come in. After everyone else has done it.
We're doing it even better.
We do it as well.
Pretty average.
Pretty average. Like average bros, but not as good.
So less tell me. Less than average bros?
When you first thought, like learned that we were going to squat every day, what did you think? What
were your worried. First
thoughts? Why?
Because I didn't really look into how much volume we'd do, like what rep schemes. So I assumed it would be like, you know, between 12s, 10s, or even like 3s, 5s.
Reps.
Yeah. And then how many sets of them are we going to do? Can our tendons and joints and everything handle that kind of increase in load? Because really, unless you squat every day, can you squat every day?
You mean if you do it with high reps?
No, like, well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, unless you're someone who's been doing it forever, going into a program to squat every day, like injuries are bound to happen.
Yeah, 100%. And that's something that I was really careful with in that our last cycle had a lot of squatting volume, but we had days rest in between.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came to this, we reduced the volume right down, shot the intensity up, but then we mitigated that, you know, shoot in intensity by adding things like pauses and, you know, slower lowers and different other stimulus.
And I think it's really cool that you've taken out a lot of the stretch, shorten, cycle component of it, which is the, I guess, what would lead to tendon issues coming on.
Yeah. So by
pausing, you're taking off that store in energy by coming down and bouncing up and releasing the energy through your tendons to get a little bit more.
Which historically weightlifters always do. Yeah. Right?
Which has its time and place. But if we're constantly training with that, injuries happen, especially if there's a big increase in load, which there would be with squat every day. So in the normal traditional squat every day, are you saying that there's no pauses?
So the way the Bulgarians did it, there wouldn't be any variety.
So it'd just
be like squat to maximum.
One bounce. RM squat every day.
Yeah.
Same like low volume.
Same low volume because it would just be high intensity. They might do a few more back offsets. Like we're only doing like one or two maximum. But then we're also doing a lot of auxiliary exercises like deadlifts and stuff.
Mm.
But they would have just done squat to maximum, then back off for like a couple of doubles or triples.
Okay, which is still just volume.
Yeah, but that's why we're doing like almost nothing other than just the total lift.
Okay, so and is that a modification that you made?
No, so, you know, I do a lot of research into this stuff and it's actually something like...
The pauses, you mean?
The pauses, yeah. So I added that in because I'd seen people like Corey Gregory and Travis Mash do it. And then I was like, why are they doing it? You know, why are they programming snatches from blocks instead of snatches from the ground? And then I thought about it and I was like, these guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, making sure an athlete, you know, stays uninjured when you're making them do crazy things like squat every day. Really,
the person who stays uninjured the longest ends up the winner, right?
That's it. The person who can train the longest without stopping or pausing.
Or plateauing.
Is the winner.
I guess even plateauing is better than getting worse.
That's true. As long if you're not moving forwards or staying still, you're moving backwards, I guess.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead. In which case you're still
moved backwards?
Moved backwards. I'm sure someone will pick you up and bury put you in the ditch or something. All right. So there are three types of lifters we have at our gym.
Yeah.
Right? There's people like you. Amazing people who haven't been squatting like to their potential for a while.
Thanks, you complimented me.
Yeah, so like people like you, Jack, me as well. Like we all had squats that were higher than what they are now.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we took that time off squatting to get better at the Olympic lifts. Whether or not that happened.
And then our squats went to shit.
But then our squats.
All our lifting got good and then got shit again.
Mm. So now we have to build that squat back up so that we get there.
Yeah.
Now, the second type of lifter we have at our club are the newbies. So the newbies, we're just trying to – we've been accumulating a lot of volume with them, and now we're just letting them loose, and they're all just PRing like crazy.
1RMs every day.
Mm. You know what? For them, this is really good because it's like practice. You know, like I actually have noticed that people like Seb, Greg, even Alex, all of them, their like squat technique is actually improving – because they're squatting so every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not doing this.
You know what? It's fun.
Mm.
Doing a 1RM every day, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's way better than doing like 10 sets of 3, which you have made us do in the past.
How good is the vibe like on a Friday or a Saturday
when we get to actually go for like a 1RM proper squat?
Without bounce, with a belt on.
With a bounce.
Oh, sorry, with a bounce.
With a belt on.
With a belt on. Like it's... it's fire. Like, people are going crazy. People are screaming.
They're no one's like, screaming.
I'm screaming.
Don't exaggerate.
The gongs are going off.
Don't tell everyone our idea.
Well, we don't have one. Shh. But we will get a gong.
Shh.
Okay. I'll be quiet. All right. And then the third type of person is just you know, someone who's been training for a while, but they just haven't accumulated enough volume, haven't practiced enough of the squatting heavy to, you know, force that neurological change.
Yeah.
Someone like Jane.
Yeah.
So she's accumulated the volume now through her previous squat cycles, and we're just reaping the benefits.
Yeah.
Through neurological gains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about something that's really cool, is that I'm actually finding that I'm feeling more mobile squatting every day.
Because the weight pushes you down?
Because the weight is pushing me down into better positions. Have you felt anything like that? Not really?
My butt can touch the ground.
Yeah, but your butt's always been able to touch the ground. Yeah,
it's the same.
Ah, okay. Well, for me, who's a little bit stiffer, I'm actually finding that a lot better. And I don't know if you noticed, but have you seen Greg squat?
Yeah.
Have you seen Jack squat? Yeah, did you see his 200 the other day that he missed, by the way? But did you see how low he got?
Yeah, because the weight pushed him down so low he couldn't get back up.
Well, that happened. But also, he's more mobile now.
Just broke parallel.
Just broke parallel. Actually, I really like Jack squat. I think he has, like, good squat up-down technique.
Mm.
Straight up, straight down. Not like Seb, Greg, me.
Squat mornings.
Squat mornings.
Yeah.
Let's talk about more about injury.
Okay.
So at the start, you were worried about injury.
Yeah.
And then as you started doing it, you sort of got less worried because of the little tricks we had to negate the increases in intensity, negate increases in frequency of squatting.
Yeah.
But also, we put in ways that we could sort of bulletproof your connective tissue, in a way.
What do you mean?
So we have like...
the lunges?
Things like the lunges.
Yeah.
Where it's like high rep lunges, body weight, low intensity, but, you know...
Unless you decide to do any occlusion stuff with it.
Then it is higher intensity.
Which you have been doing.
I've been doing that. So that will obviously outweigh a little bit more. Like we're shooting for more hypertrophy with that. But I'm not someone who's had a huge amount of knee issues. And I still do a lot of my lunges without the occlusion.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's more to just see how the occlusion works.
Yeah.
Which we should actually do a podcast on occlusion as well.
Have we not done one already?
Nope.
Okay.
So no one knows what that is. We'll save it for another one. Let's talk about strength. I've been, you know, getting heavier each week. And
in body weight, I agree.
In body heavier in my squats each week. And part of that is due to, you know, obviously the neurological gains that we've been talking about.
I think we've even been underestimating for the more experienced squatters the neurological gain.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, the fact that we get to feel what a heavy barbell on our back feels like every day, it doesn't feel as spine-crushing as it might normally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because even when...
Like, your brain's a bit more primed.
Even when my back was a bit sore, like, two Fridays ago, I still squatted heavier than I'd ever squatted, like, in that cycle.
Back to what you feel is a lie.
Yeah, what I feel is a lie. No, I'm good, thanks. So, we talk about that. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Squat every day? How you feeling?
Good. My legs hurt.
All the time?
Yeah. Next cycle, we're going to do bench every day.
Well, we are benching a lot at the moment as well.
Yeah. I'm getting swole.
Getting huge. So, I think that's where we'll probably leave it today. And what we should do is check back in with us in like 8 weeks' time when we actually finish our squat every day program.
At the end of the 12-week cycle.
Yeah. At the end of our 12-week squat every day cycle. And we will tell you whether, one, Kush and I have finally PR'd our squats, and two, whether we have...
Also Jack.
Quadricep tendinopathy. Or patella tendinopathy. Or...
Have you got your plate in your discs. Mouth?
No.
Oh.
Do I sound bad?
Yeah.
That's mean. No. All right. Guys, if you like that podcast, if you found it helpful, please tell us. If you have any questions about Squat Every Day, there are a million other people that are more qualified to answer them. But if you feel like, you know, maybe we're a little bit more accessible, obviously we're not as busy as those other guys, feel free to ask us, drop us a question.
We might act busy though.
We might act busy, but we're not that busy. Yeah. Actually, I'm really busy. But you can ask Kush anytime. She has nothing to do.
Thanks. Just sit around.
Just sit around. Treat someone every now and then. Guys, if you like the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating on the iTunes.
If you give us a 1-star, I'll punch you.
Where?
I don't know. On the interweb?
Through the computer.
Yeah.
Or through your iPhone.
Yeah.
And guys, please follow us on social media at Raw Barbell Club on all relevant social medias.
In particular, YouTube too.
Go onto our YouTube because we produce some really cool videos.
Do you still do quick tips?
We do quick tips once a week.
They're really good. I learn lots from quick tips.
Unless there's a Sandbag TV episode. And guys, you should check out that Carl Hensel one.
That was really good.
That was really cool.
We were so excited.
What's it called?
Master of
Muscle. The Master of Muscle. No, it's called The Museum of Iron.
Oh, he's called the Master of Muscle.
He's called the Master of Muscle.
Or Yuri.
Who says, bow.
Catch you next time.
And where can they find you, Kush?
On the social medias?
Yes.
Yes, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. Not really. Sometimes, yeah. And the YouTube.
What do they search?
At Anatomy of Training.
Guys, I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
I'll be back. Supersonic.